Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 69 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study today with Haggai and a devotion titled Reminders with a Promise. R.C. Sproul once wrote, "It is important that we understand that God manifests no enmity toward us. He has never broken a promise. He has never violated a covenant. He has never sworn a vow to us that He failed to pay. He has never treated a human being in this world unjustly. He has never violated us as creatures. In short, He has kept His side of the relationship perfectly. But we have violated Him. We are the ones who violate the creature-creator relationship." Our text for today is Haggai chapter 2, verses 10 through 19. "On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet. Thus says the Lord of hosts, ask the priest about the law. If someone carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and touches with his fold bread, or stew, or wine, or oil, or any kind of food, does it become holy? The priest answered and said, no. Then Haggai says, if someone who is unclean by contact with a dead body touches any of these, does it become unclean? The priest answered and said, it does become unclean. Then Haggai answered and said, so is it with this people and with this nation before me, declares the Lord, and so with every work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. Now, consider from this day forward, before stone was placed upon stone in the temple of the Lord, how did you fare? When one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were but 20. I struck you and all the products of your toil with blight and with mildew and with hail. Yet you did not turn to me, declares the Lord. Consider from this day onward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, since the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was made, consider, is the seed yet in the barn? Indeed, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have yielded nothing. But from this day on, I will bless you." Haggai chapter 2, verse 10, begins a third section of this prophecy approximately 16 weeks after the initial message. In this section of Scripture, Haggai reviews the previous lack of commitment of God's people, which had prevented God's blessings. Haggai directs the beginning of his prophetical reminder to priests. Stephen Miller's commentary is helpful at this point. The Lord instructed Haggai to ask the priests for an official ruling from the law on two matters. First, can ceremonial holiness be transferred to other food when it comes into contact with consecrated meat, meat for sacrifice? You can see Jeremiah 11, verse 15 for more information. Of course not. Second, can ceremonial defilement be transferred to others by a person defiled by contact with a dead body? They answered yes. Again, for more information, you can see Numbers chapter 19, verses 11 through 13. In verse 14 of Haggai chapter 2, Haggai applied these rulings to the people of Judah. While holiness cannot be transferred, sin among the people renders their worship and offerings unacceptable or defiled to the Lord. The result is a lack of God's blessing. Association with the wrong crowd can also bring spiritual defilement. The Apostle Paul warned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." In Haggai chapter 2, verses 15 through 19, Haggai took the illustration a step further and reminded his audience that before their obedience, they were defiled by sin and thus were not being blessed. You can see Haggai chapter 1, verse 5, and also verses 9 through 11. Three of the five uses of the phrase, "give careful thought," appear in these verses. Now that they had repented, God promised, "From this day on, I will bless you." An exciting new day was in store for God's people. Therefore, in today's scripture, God uses analogies to remind His people of their unfaithfulness, while also motivating them to holiness. Their continual sin led to terrible consequences. However, God promises them that their current faithfulness will result in future blessings. Those who do not learn from their mistakes are prone to repeating them. Sometimes it's beneficial to remember what we've been through due to our failures so that we can be encouraged not to repeat past mistakes. God reminded the people that the temple had been destroyed because of disobedience. The Israelites needed inspiration as they took on the arduous task of rebuilding the temple. If they trusted God, remained faithful, and learned from their past, God would grant them success. The same God who had been loyal to them in the past promised to walk with them through their recovery. May today's devotion remind you of where you have been while also refocusing you on His promises for your future. Some questions to consider. What must you remember to motivate you to continue in faithfulness in your walk with the Lord? Reflect and respond to God's challenge in verse 15 and the first part of verse 16. Now then, consider from this day onward, before stone was placed upon stone in the temple of the Lord, how did you fare? Make this challenge personal to you. If God has always been faithful to you, will He continue to be so from this day onward? And finally, consider the following promise from God to His people and consider what it means to you. From Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.